Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 Pillar, 95.9 The Fox, and the guy who swallowed his toothbrush.
Damn.
How do you get that out?
How'd you get it in?
Right. This is don't talk when you have a toothbrush in your mouth.
Or hiccup.
Or walk.
Right.
All right. That's all coming up in Dumbass News. Right now, we want to protect your mama. Protect your mama.
Protect your mama.
Or your grandmother.
Either or.
My grandmama.
Or a loved one.
Right. Have a granddad. Right.
So we're going to bring this guy on. He's going to tell you a couple of ways you cannot let a jerk scam your mama. Paul Greenwood, former San Diego deputy district attorney on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Morning.
What's a common way folks try to rip off your mama?
Well, there's too many to mention in this brief interview, but I tell you, it happens in so many different ways. It happens very close to home. For example, family members were some of the top defendants that I used to prosecute, or caregivers who were paid to come into the home. And, you know, people used to say, well, why? Well, that's simply because mama, as you call her, has the money, and it's there, and you're doing it behind closed doors. Nobody's watching, and it's very scary.
That's troublesome when you have to worry about your own family members coming in and stealing.
Oh man,
that's tough.
Not very nice. Wait for the will.
Right. All right. Well, let's get into the next thing, and then we're going to teach you how to figure out how to not have it happen. What's the next thing you have to worry about?
Well, then, second on my list is what I call the professional predators. You know, we prosecuted lawyers, realtors, the choir director in the local church.
Wow.
Prosecuted the guy who comes in to repair your roof or your driveway. You have to be so careful when you're dealing with outside people who appear to be professionals, who appear to be want to help you and represent you, but ultimately sometimes their motive is the opposite. They want to actually take your money from right under your nose.
Yeah, those ones who say they need a deposit for the job or something like that, and they just run off.
That's right.
Yep.
And it's one of my top 10 tips I give to seniors, which is, always pay by check, never pay cash, and keep a camera handy and take a photograph of their license plate, so that if they do run up with your money, at least you've got something to go on to when you go to the police.
Yeah, this happens a lot after a storm, or randomly someone can knock on your door and say, hey, we just did a driveway down the street.
Yeah.
And if you want, we could do the apron here.
Yep.
A couple of hundred.
3,000. Right. We got it on the truck. It's hot. We can put it down right now.
Exactly.
And they take the money and they just never come back. It's the biggest scum you could, this is the scum of the earth. And then what's the third thing?
That's right. Well, the third thing are the multiple anonymous predators, I call the scammers out there who probably right now are calling mama there and congratulating her for winning the sweepstakes, or pretending to be her grandson who's in jail in South America and they need the bail money. So please go to Walmart and buy the gift cards this morning to get him out of jail. Or the sweetheart scam, which is the hottest one at the moment, where older Americans, maybe they've just broken up in a relationship, or they just got divorced, or they lost a loved one, and they go onto a dating website, and these crooks steal other people's identity and make you believe you've fallen in love with
catfishing
person. And then, of course, what do they always ask for? They ask for your money before they even get to meet you.
Paul Greenwood is on, former San Diego deputy district attorney. He's a good guy, and he's helped a lot of people. So when you talk about family members ripping off elderly family members, what's the first case that comes to mind that you prosecuted?
Well, it's the profile. It's the son who is unemployed, living at home, mooching off mom, playing video games all day long. He's got an addiction to drugs, typically meth or alcohol, typically vodka and or beer or gambling. And because those addictions cost money, he steals his mother's jewelry. He pawns it. She finds out. She confronts him. he then smashes her in the face, and she ends up in the ER. Or worse, he takes a crowbar and kills her.
Oh,
wow!
Okay,
wow.
People are horrible.
Yes, they are.
Well, yeah. These people are.
And yes,
these are the people that.
The problem is.
Sorry, Paul. Go ahead.
No, I would say, but this is the problem. It is happening all over the country. And this is why, you know, we've got to put the spotlight back on crimes being committed against our older generation.
So there's tomorrow at 3, there's AARP is doing a virtual event with Quinnipiac University. It's a free 90-minute virtual session, When Trust is Betrayed, a Cautionary Tale to Combat Elder Abuse. Not a bad deal for all of us to watch to kind of, so we can keep an eye on Mama.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or Daddy.
Or Daddy. Or Grandma.
Or like auntie. Cousin twice removed.
Granddad.
Or that other person.
Yeah. Right. Another old lady comes with money.
Yes. Or your elderly buddy.
Right, that one. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
The one's got the cash.
So we're going to link up on the internet. Paul, the world needs more people like you and the folks at AARP.
Well, you know, thank you so much. I mean, I've been privileged for the last 2 years to be able to be in this position to prosecute these kind of crimes. And now I'm fortunate enough to be able to share the lessons I've learned in the courtroom with a wider audience. I just wish I could have been there in Connecticut. We were planning on a live audience. I was looking forward to meeting some students from the university and some AARP members, but I guess this is second best.
Well, you know what? We just entered the naughty list. The state COVID rate went up, so be glad you're not coming here.
Exactly. Right? You're safe.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Yeah. Well, when you do, when we get to a point where all this is passed, let's have you in studio and we'll talk about this. But you know what? Paul could have been anything.
Oh,
he could have been one of those attorneys.
Have you heard your music that you play? I think I'll be right there with you.
Oh,
that's great.
All right, Paul. Thanks for coming on. And we're linked up to all these things. The event is tomorrow at 3 o'clock and it's virtual. So it's very nice and very easy. You can do it right from your home. Paul Greenwood, former San Diego Deputy District Attorney, talking about the AARP virtual event tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Dean. Thanks a lot. Right.
Thank you.
Seems like it takes 2 seconds to go down and then back on the phone.
I think he's very far away.
He's in Australia.
But he's a contemplator.
Right? Yeah. Right.
One of those.
Okay. Let me think about this for a second. Yes.
Right.
Really listening.
How shall I respond?
All right.
Make sure I shall say thank you.
Hey, Neil. I say thank you.
Thank you.
A wallaby.
I love his voice.
Yeah, it's cool.
Very nice accent.
I picture one of those Crocodile Dundee hats on him and stuff.
Yeah.
No knife. It's not a knife. It's a knife.
He sounds fancy, but he sounds like he could have a beer with anybody.
A Foster's.
He cares about people.
It's a big beer.
That's important.
Yes,
so, yeah, we're linked up to that, and we'll post this at WPLR.com, 95.9 TheFox.com.
Jazz and AJ in the morning.